Hello, Watch Nerds, and welcome back. I have a good friend of the podcast with me today, all the way from Australia. I'm saying hello and welcome to Peter Kotza. Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How are you going?
Good, good. Man, I'm so happy to see you.
It's good to see you too.
Once upon a time, I told everybody that you're my favorite YouTuber, and that has not changed. And a lot else have changed. 50K, congratulations.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. It's surprising to me, actually. It's been an interesting journey because I've just treated this like a hobby, and I still have. I just enjoy the journey. I'm just enjoying the journey, and there's some really, really good people that's come on. Now I've come on board. Friends. I've developed a lot of friends over the last 3-4 years, and just enjoying it, bro. Real simple.
Enjoying the people and the passion, absolutely.
Yeah, brother.
Let's begin with wrist and drink check. What's on your wrist and what's in your cup?
On my wrist, I've got a, it's called a Circular. It's a German micro brand. It actually just came in this morning, so I've been wearing it. I've photographed it a little bit, just been wearing it and experiencing on the wrist. I'll spend about a week on the wrist with it, and then I'll see what my findings are, how it sort of fares. But so far, on first impressions, pretty impressed. Titanium hardened steel case, exceptional loom, Swiss movement. So yeah, really, really impressed.
I've been following them for a while. They have been producing a really good designs.
They reached out to me, and as soon as I saw it, I thought, you know what, this looks, it looks interesting. Let's see if it's as good in the hand as what it is on their website. So far so good. Okay, in my drink is H2O, Australian water. Just simple, brother, just simple.
I am drinking Finnish coffee because I don't have any Australian coffee. I usually, I have this theme drinking coffee. If I have Australian guests, I should have Australian coffee, Norwegian, nice. Norwegian. But today I don't have any Australian coffee. So I am running Finnish Juhla Mokka in a Finnish Arabia cup. And on my wrist, actually, I'm wearing a Danish custom piece by Ulle Mathisen. We talked about it before the recording.
Oh, nice.
Very,
yes.
Very, very special piece. What is your current fascination regarding watches? What watch is currently occupying your brain?
Oh, good question.
Or watches?
I've got to be there's a few watches. It's German watches. I've got to say German watches, bro. I went to Noosa with my wife. We went down for a bit of a holiday, and I popped into Define Watches to finally meet Peter and his wife. And I tell you what, it was the best 5 days I've ever spent for a very long time. Number one for me, because I was in a shop, I was visiting every day and just checking out the watches. But just the quality of stuff that's coming out of Germany, and I think a lot of people don't really pay much attention to German watches. Always Swiss, which is great. But number one, the price difference between German compared to Swiss is, almost night and day, but you're getting a lot of good watch coming out of Germany, especially if you find the right brand. So I ended up, as you saw my video, I ended up buying the Dornbluth & Zonn. I fell in love with it at first sight. I did not go there to buy an expensive watch. I went there to buy $3,000-$4,000 in, maybe a hand, I don't know. But, I was battling all week with my wife, and I said, honey, I really don't want to get this because of X, Y, Z reasons. She goes, why are you fighting? Just buy it. So I did. So
you marry well.
Yeah, well, she's a wonderful woman, so I can't complain.
What else are you fascinated with?
Look, micro brands, of course. I've always had a fascination with micro brands, and that's why I do a lot of micro brands on my channel. I just, the money that you outlay towards a micro brand to get what you can get is phenomenal. And honestly, today they're so good, quality, the finishing, the movements, the higher grades, and it's really hard to fault a micro brand and say, in the olden days, okay, cheap and nasties. They're not like that anymore. They're just as good as a lot of major brands. And as we know, a lot of the major brands started with ETA-based movements and what have you. So they're going down the same road, but especially if a micro brand's unique. I don't like a lot of off-the-shelf stuff, this case and this bezel and this move. I'm not interested. But if it's a unique design, a little bit more unique to the the owner of the micro brand, that's good. That's a good thing because they're trying to develop their own sort of niche there, which I think is special. So it's good. It's been great.
Once upon a time, the benchmark was Zillow, you know, but now brands like SWC, the Swiss watch company, are doing incredible stuff with the titanium, the Henry Archer from Denmark, what they're doing with stainless steel. I mean, for the price, the level of finishing and the level of dial execution is just mind-blowing. So now the amount of good brands has increased a lot.
Totally agree. And I've handled some of these watches. It's been a real surprise. It's been a real eye-opener for me too. Over the years, it's just gotten better and better.
Your latest two videos have been very emotional, the Leica and your Grail. Tell me about the Leica.
The Leica was an interesting one because I have a lot of Leica binoculars and optics and so forth, and I frequently visit, Chadston and some of the Leica boutiques and go in there. And sometimes, when you go in, like I saw the Leica watches there, the new releases, and I thought, oh, gee, these are really cool. And I played around with them, and I've got a couple of contacts in Leica. I said, look, can I get hands on? He goes, mate, I'll send you a couple. So they send them down to me. I played around with them for a couple of weeks, and I thought, gee, these are really interesting. I mean, expensive for what they are. I think they're probably charging $3,000, maybe $4,000 too much. But I like the fact that they're actually trying to finish something to a standard. Beautifully designed movement, ergonomics. Everything was really nice. Everything was German about it. It just felt like a German Mueller Glashütte on my wrist, but dialed up to 11, if that makes sense, you know? So it was good. I had to send them back because I said, oh, we need them for XYZ or so. Fair enough. So
the watch that was the hardest to send back was Hull, the racing chronograph.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
As you said, it was 11.
You bond with it. You bond with the watch because if you wear it for 1 or 2 weeks and you know what, I'm really enjoying this. Mm-hmm. And even for me, literally all of the watches that I've gotten from Peter, from Define, from Noosa.
Yeah.
I met him just, we started liaising on the phone and on the internet, and I just basically just said, can you give me this? Can you give me this? And he sends them down. I review them and so forth, and I have to send them back, and it's hard. Some of these watches are really nice. I'm thinking, I don't want to send these back, but, you can't afford everything, and you can't, I've got only a limited amount of watches in my watch box. I don't want to get out of hand, and because of that, you really got to sort of say, well, am I prepared to let go of this watch to add this one? Well, not right now. So, that's where I'm at.
We have a similar thing going one in, one out. I don't have watches I don't wear.
Yeah, brother, me too. Well said.
It's just not wise in my book. And now you have reviewed so many Nordic watches.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Nordic watches?
I'm actually quite impressed. Quite impressed. Top of the ladder with the Nordic watches look, where do I start? You've got Main, you've got Tesseno, you've got Henry Archer, Strom. Really good quality stuff coming out of these guys. And finesse, some of the design elements, like I look at Tesseno for argument's sake, and what was it, the Windseeker. Just the dial layout, the design, pretty impressive, and I think, gee, this is good that they come. The design is good, but the quality is good. The quality finishing is good. Looking at Henry Archer, totally gobsmacked with the price. You've got to watch that's. This is the thing where I'm trying to explain to my viewers. Like, I've got a watch in the hand. Now, I get a lot of watches in the hand, and when I felt the Henry Archer, I thought for argument's sake, oh, gee, this feels good. The bracelet feels extremely expensive. In fact, the bracelet on that, I think I mentioned it in the video, I've had several Rolexes myself, and the bracelet didn't feel anything dissimilar. Even the screws that came out of it were the same size. So really, I might get some cheaper screws and cheaper micro brands. This one was really well done. And I think, gee, that's impressive, especially for the price outlaid.
The quality is just, I don't know how. I honestly don't know how.
Yeah, brother.
And the anti-reflective coating, 6 or 8, I don't know how many layers. The good finishing, the good dials, the lume, and those bracelets.
Yes.
I know that he's obsessed with bracelets and ergonomics. And that's fantastic, and it shows.
But you know what? That's important, Nico, because some of these micro brands, some of these Nordic ones, okay, they're good. But again, Henry Archer, I return to it. Some people might find it a bit vanilla, a bit too sort of plain Jane. It depends on the outlook. But as far as a quality watch that fits really well on your wrist, like it really fits. So one of the keys, you know, for me anyway, in bonding with a watch is it's got to wear well. Now, it doesn't matter if it's a 40 mil, 45 mil, 36 mil. I've never been concerned about size, but if it wears well, you can bond with that watch.
You buy a watch for the looks. You keep the watch for the ergonomics.
Yeah, brother.
What's your take on the Nordic Marine instruments?
Good. Very good. Their quality, and again, I harken back to the bang for your buck. You know, very decent quality for the money that you outlay. So it's their first watch officially, the one that I reviewed. And I think, look, they've got a bright future. If they can continue, if micro brands can continue, like with Nordic, if they can continue with quality and providing the features that are unique to that brand, you know, no one wants, there's all these homages and all this. I'm not into homage. I'm not, you know, this looks like a Rolex, but it's called something else. This looks like an Omega Seamaster, but I'm not interested. It's, for me, they're pretty much a rip-offs.
Yeah.
So if it's a unique design and it's got their own, culture in there somehow, or something, I'm happy to have a look at it. I do send quite a few watches back, bro, you see something on the website, it comes back, oh, you know what, this is really not me. So I'll just contact the company, look, you know, thank you, but yeah, I'm going to send this back.
What are the criteria? What do you send back? Just curious.
It looks great, amazing on the website. Specs look great. You get it in the hand and for a better word, it's more like a toy. It's flimsy. It's not really built well. It's not up to speed. I would never promote or encourage someone to buy or look at something like that, because I wouldn't waste my money on it. So I'm not going to even bother doing a video. It's gone. So it's interesting, because a lot of people actually ask me, Pete, just review everything. No, I'm not interested, because if I don't wear everything, or if I'm not, directed to go and purchase something for myself, why would I want to go and review it for the sake of reviewing? I don't have the time. I'm extremely busy with my photography, extremely busy with family commitments, and this being a hobby, I'll dedicate the time that I want to dedicate. And if people like it, that's great. If they're happy with the direction I'm going, that's great as well.
You like watches and brands that keep on giving, as you say it in your own words. What micro brands, both Nordic and non-Nordic, is such brand on the top of your head?
Nordic. Oh, look, Henry Archer and Tessenno, probably top of the list. Quite easy. Henry Archer was a surprise, and it's a recent surprise for me, because after doing the North Star, I thought, gee, this is really good. This is really good. And then doing the Vesta half, I thought, this is really good. That's too, you know, like, it was so difficult. The Vesta half, I could not fault it for the money. Yeah, I could be nitpicky and say, oh, okay, maybe we could have this. Or for the money, honestly, Nico, there's a lot of other garbage out there for the same price. So this was really good. I think Main are good. They're impressive. I especially liked the Skymaster 38 that I reviewed. But again, it's a niche, sort of a very vintage Rolex-looking watch. I know that Andrew Morgan at Watchfinder, he actually reviewed it as well. He put it on his channel. And
it's popular here in the Nordics quite a bit.
It is.
Well,
it's a lovely looking watch. Expensive, very expensive.
A bit, yeah.
Yeah, but again, it's pretty polarizing as well. So you've got to really want to, but there's some good stuff coming out there. You know, these are really nice watches.
And non-Nordic?
There's so many with non-Nordic. If you look at my channel, the stuff that I've put on there that I've sort of, praised, over the years and stuff, and said, yeah, these are great, those are great. I'll give an example. March LAB is a company that I did just recently. I've done two of their watches. It's French. It's expensive, but it's also very unique. Now, they're not the best watches, as far as some people might have a problem with the La Jupere, with the movement, because it is noisy. Yeah, it's, yeah, you're getting 68 hours power reserve. They're robust, they're solid, but I like the fact that they're unique. They're offering, you know, each date wheel is green. It's got their own theme. They give a bit to charity. They give a bit to the prevention of suicide. Things like that I enjoy. So, you know, I've got Wise, for argument's sake. I get quite a few Wise watches on the channel. They've been exceptional.
Oh, yes.
Pitsman for me have been creating some really good stuff, you know. So there's micro brands that I think are just hitting a little bit above, you know, normal, which is really, really good.
And they're really good with the watch community. They really communicate forth and back. And that's a, you know, doesn't matter how great product Correct. You have. If you don't communicate with the community, who are you making this product for?
That's impressive, actually. Yeah, well said. And even in Australian micro brand, Second Hour, the Second Hour watches that I've been getting, the quality has been, like, from the first watch that I reviewed, which was the Jinclear, I was impressed with that back then, because we're talking, you know, 4 years ago, and that watch, gee, that's pretty impressive for, you know, the money absolutely. Back then.
I had now, the Mandela, amazing quality.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because when I reviewed the Mandela, Peter said to me, mate, I really enjoyed your review. And I was honest in what I thought of the watch. He ended up sending me a watch. He goes, Pete, you can have this. As soon as my wife saw it, she goes, that's mine.
So wonderful.
She took it, which to me makes me happy, because she still got it now in her watch box and she wears it. We go out, she wears it.
Wonderful.
And it looks great. It looks great on her wrist. So the quality's there, the movement's great. Why not, you know?
And you're still a fan of Seiko?
I love Seiko. I've got my watch box here. You know what? I was gifted a Grand Seiko, as you know.
Yes.
I've been wearing that the last couple of days. One of the strongest, most beautiful tolerance watches built. Seriously, this watch it's surprising on many levels, because it's a big watch. It's a 44 mil. I found some great comfort on that D-Lux strap that I'm wearing it with. And, you know, it's Grand Seiko, even my SLA 043, my 62 mass reissue, two of my favorite watches. You can see me, and there you go, these two watches.
Oh, yes.
Two of my favorite watches, brother. Honestly, they're just, for me, they're a joy. And again, this is personalized, isn't it? This is the hobby. What rocks my boat doesn't rock yours. At the end of the day, and, you know, some people have shown me collections of, gee, nice watches, they do nothing for me. Like, someone might show me 10 watches and I'll say, oh, gee, that one there is really nice. The other nine, well, I'm glad you like them, but they don't speak to me. And same with my collection. People might look at mine and say, well, I don't like any. Well, that's fine, as long as they speak to me.
It's funny when I read people bashing a superb design.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because they don't like it personally.
Correct, correct.
So I often joke, it's you.
Yeah. It's not me, it's you.
Exactly.
Nicely said.
Peter, you have the right friends, because, you know, none of my friends is actually able to gift me a Grand Seiko except one.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, this was a total surprise for me. And every time I wear that watch, I wear it with, it's how do I say this, with pride, but with humility. Proud in the fact that, gee, I don't deserve this, but I really am so blessed and so humbled at the same time to be able to have, you know, people in the community that say, Pete, you know, this is for you, brother. And I'm thinking, gee, I, you know, why? So yeah, it's a good thing. And maybe because I'm thinking of the monetary value, because it's not a cheap watch. Yeah. I get micro brands all the time, $1,000 watch, $500 watch, $300, and it does no skin off my nose. I don't care. It's for me. It's like being a professional photographer for 30 years. I've reviewed or photographed or done products over the years, and it's never been an issue for me. But when you're talking something that comes up to closer to $10,000, and it's like, hey, this is yours. No strings attached. We want you to have this because, you know, you're a good friend. I thought, dude, don't do this to me, you know? that's a good thing.
And at the same time, it's you have to know what you're looking at. You don't have to wear this with fear that it's not a sub or something like that, that, okay, you have to put the sleeve over so you don't get noticed. This is not that kind of a watch.
Well, you know what? What I said in the Dornbluth video just recently, that at the end of the video, I said, look, who's this watch for? And, you know, if I'm far beyond the point of trying to impress people with what I have. You know, I'm 56 years old, bro. And at the end of the day, I'm enjoying my life. I've been there, done that with a lot of things, seen a lot of good stuff, a lot of bad stuff. And for me, you know, I've come to terms with that. As long as I'm happy, then I'm happy. But if I'm trying to impress XYZ person, I'll never be happy. Some of the comments I get in my YouTube channel, Pete, you know, especially after that video, Pete, you know what? Yeah, I've been a subscriber of yours for 4 years. I bought a Submariner last year because I got the phone call, you know, and I've been on the list for God knows how long. So I went in, bought the watch, and I kid you not, Pete, I struggled for the last 6, 7, 8 months to bond with that watch. It spent most of its time just at home in the safe or a bit on the rear. I can't. And I ended up selling it. Now, I made some money out of that watch, he said, this viewer of mine. Not because that was intentional, but obviously because the market was high. But he goes, I just couldn't get my head around it. He goes, and you're absolutely right. You've got to get what's in your heart, because I bought it because of the hype. Yeah, you know, you've got to have some flexing muscle there with a proper watch on your wrist. And, mate, have what you want. It doesn't matter if it's a $300 watch or $3,000 or $30,000. Have what you want, not what you're told you want.
Exactly.
That's a big difference. It's a big difference.
Have you ever rebought the watch?
Yes.
Which one?
The Omega. The Omega I've rebought. Here we are. This is it here. You can see it in front of you. The Aquaterra. Yeah, so I bought that watch. You know why? And someone just recently commented on the video. So why did you – what's so special about that watch? And I said, well, okay, very simple. It wears like a dream, right? It's amagnetic. It's one of the best movements for anti-magnetic. It's extremely comfortable. It's a sports watch, 150 meters of water resistance, great pedigree, great heritage. It works for me. The legibility is amazing. The lume's very good. Need I go on? So and this is an interesting thing, because I've not done a video yet to share with it. When I bought the Grand Seiko back then and I swapped it for this, I basically, you know, sold this to get the Grand Seiko. I ended up letting go of the Grand Seiko because then I realized, you know what? One of the most perfect watches, the Grand Seiko, the movement, everything, finesse. But I don't need two sports watches. You know, for me, having only 7 or 8 watches in the box, I don't need 2 of those and 3 of those. No, 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 I'm trying to limit it. And I thought, well, out of the 2 watches, the Omega's got a closer spot in my heart. And the Grand Seiko was the last watch in, first watch out. And that's when I ended up buying the IWC.
And the Omega is way more comfortable, let's be honest.
Look, it is. It is. I struggled with the comfort with the Grand. That case shape, it doesn't seem to sit the same as what the Omega does. That's a given. That's a given.
That Omega is magic on the wrist. It has the Seiko magic, you know, with the shape of the case back. It's very comfortable. I know the watch well.
Yeah, correct.
I've been lusting after that watch for a period of time in my life when I had a business and I had to dress to impress. Nowadays, those days are over. I grew up. But I've been lusting after this watch, and one of the reasons was that it's so, so comfortable. And the one thing that we didn't mention, it's absolute strap monster. This watch
big time,
works
big time.
On everything.
I've worn it on NATO, I've worn it on rubber, I've worn it on Artem sailcloth straps, everything. And there's nothing that it does. Obviously, it's a white dial. It's a white dial, sort of charcoal indices and handset. Anything works. Anything works.
Yeah. Now, the quality with Artem strap is it's top, top, top.
I've had people comment and say, mate, glad you got me onto this. But I've also had my fair share of negative people. And I think it comes down to some people have got maybe some unrealistic expectations. You know, you spend a bit of money on a strap and it's not, maybe they don't give a breaking time. For me, when I get a strap, the first thing I do is put it on the watch, put it on the actual cushion, put it in the watch box, and leave it. I'll put it away. I'll close the watch box and put it. 2-3 days later, I'll come back to it. It's actually broken in. There's no use. I hate breaking
1 week.
Yeah.
No Artem strap have taken me more than a week.
Yeah. I hate breaking straps in on the wrist. I really do. I really do. And it just, I struggle with them. So I usually put them on one of these cushions. Yeah. And literally 3-4 days later, I'll go grab it. It's already got the shape. It sits on the wrist. It's now spot on. And it's spot on for good.
How about rubber?
Love rubber.
FKM or vulcanized?
You know what? Both. I've got vulcanized and I'm really impressed with it. I've got FKM. Montreux has sent me some straps down. Ridiculously soft. Ridiculously soft. It's like, gee, I didn't think they could get that good, but still offer enough. They've just got enough support. Just enough without saying, oh, they're tomb flip. No, they're spot on. With rubber, Divecore had sent me some strap. Divecore sent me a particular rubber strap for, and I found that really impressive. But also Deluxe, I've got the Grand Seiko on it, and it's just a marriage made in heaven. It's like the color of that is perfect, as you can see, yeah, as well as the clip at the back. So you know the way they fasten, love it, just love it because it makes a watch more personalized to you, as you know, and just because someone commented, so Pete, I see you don't like a lot of bracelets. Well, I do, but for certain watches, not for every watch. Yeah, like the Omega pretty much lives on the bracelet. Occasionally, summer I might chuck it on some straps. The Tudor Black Bay 58 pretty much lives on a bracelet. Sometimes again on a what's it called?
You don't wear mesh bracelets. I haven't seen you wearing
mesh bracelets. I used to a bit. It depends on the watch. If it doesn't suit, if it doesn't suit, I won't wear it. So, yeah.
My Sif Nord from Iceland came on a mesh strap. I think it's German made. Mm-hmm. 5 millimeter thick.
That's huge.
The quality,
that's
man.
Huge, man.
It's unbelievable. But
does it curve? Does it curve around the wrist?
Yes, yes. And it has micro adjustment too. But again, my elastics, I always go back to them and I don't know what it is.
Bravo. Good. That's what it is, though, isn't it? Finding something that suits, that works, keep with it. Stick with it.
Absolutely. Now you've been running the channel for nearly 4 years, correct?
Yes, correct.
How has it changed in this period of time, both the listeners, the community, and the brands?
Good question. the channel, look, for me, I started this channel, as you know, from lockdown. I just chucked a couple of watches up there and overnight it sort of took off. People, subscribers came and posted. I ran it as a hobby, and it's still a hobby. It's I really, sometimes I might have a day or two off work so I can dedicate more time into videotaping and doing stuff, which is great. But how the community has changed, look, I had no idea about the watch community at the start. I really didn't, bro. I've been a watch lover for the better part of 35, maybe 40 years, but the major watch community I was not connected to until I started my YouTube channel. And it was a major shock. I've got to be honest, a major shock. A slap in the face, because there was a lot of rude people, but there was a lot of great people at the same time. So
there was not much in between.
No, I was very disheartened in the early days, and I struggled. I was sort of gonna, look, I'm gonna just shut this down because I'm copping a lot of abuse, and I didn't know why. And some of the better people in there who are now very good friends of mine 4 years later have turned around and said, Pete, they're just keyboard warriors. They come, they go, they don't stick around. And you know what? I see them a dime a dozen. They come every now and then. They've got nothing better to do. For me personally, I think, you know what? The good people are just, they're great people. They're sincere, they're genuine. And people say to me, you know, you're going to get bigger. I don't want to get bigger. I'm actually happy. The fact that I'm at 50,000 subscribers, for me, that's huge.
Almost 60.
When I was at 20. Well, whatever the case, bro, I'm not in it for numbers. I'm not in it for, oh, look, I've got this. I don't actually care. Less for me is more. I'd rather have better quality people that are watching rather than people subscribing for the sake that, hey, I've got 100 or 2 or 3. I'm not interested. It's more intimate for me, and I see the same people. I was going to say faces. I don't see them, but I see the same names come up, and it's like there's a relationship, you know, from one video to another. They comment in particular ways, and it's great. It's great. Going to Noosa, I met two of my subscribers. I was in Peter's shop, and I was looking at some watches, and I was talking to Pete, and some guy's looking at me. And he's just looking at me with this really funny look on his face. I'm thinking, why is this guy looking at me for like that? Anyway, 20 minutes later, I'm talking again to Pete, and he comes up. He goes, excuse me, is your name Peter Kotze? Have you got a video channel? I said, yeah, that's me. He goes, mate, I recognize the voice. I said, you're kidding. He goes, we started talking. He goes, mate, I'm 3 years I've been subscribed. So that was great. And then another gentleman I met the day after. For me, that's wonderful because these guys, we've been talking for the last 2-3 years and now I've seen their faces and they've seen me. It's been good, you know?
So, you know, you could never be criminal because your voice is so recognizable. It's
really,
it's unmistakable, I don't see it. Brother. No
I don't
way.
See it, bro. I don't see it.
That's and brilliant. I'll tell you a secret. When I see a watch on, because I'm subscribed to you, I see every single video you produce and I watch it from mm-hmm. beginning to end, but I never watch it first. If I see a watch I like that you're mm-hmm. making video of, I first mm-hmm. watch a few other videos mm-hmm. because I know I will get the most, that's 99% of the time, I will get the most objective and the most, what's the word? Cozy review in the end. And part of it is because of the voice. Part of it is because yeah. I'm so used to it because we are friends. We've been friends now for yeah. several years. And yeah. and as I said, all these years ago, you're my favorite YouTuber. That has not changed. But I also want that the last review that I watched of that particular watch to be yours because I know what to expect. You have developed this style that mm-hmm. is very comforting and very trustworthy. I trust what you say.
Thank you.
And when that video is the last one, it's kind of the I draw conclusion about that watch with your video.
Thank you, brother. That actually means a lot to me, and I get that a lot. I get that a lot from a lot of people who say, you know, like, great review, Pete. You know, honestly, and I get a lot of comments where people, look, there's not many guys actually reviewing watches. There's a lot of guys actually who just...
Promoting.
Oh, look, it's got this and this. And that's great. Look, whatever it is, it is. For me, okay, I look at a watch. I actually wear it for the entirety of minimum 5 days. If I can go 7, I will. But in those 5 days, you learn a lot about a watch. Now, in a year, you learn a lot more about a watch, right?
Like
The Tudor, after a year, I gave a review, the Seiko. They're my watches. But with micro brands, I can't wear a watch for a year and then give it. Feasibly, it can't be done. So I give it the minimum of a week. And, you know, in a week's time, you're thinking, I really didn't like this. This thing bugged me underneath my wrist.
Yeah.
There was a new... Yeah, and those things, I don't hear in other videos.
No,
because
it's only specs.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I can get the specs off the website, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's where I'm coming from. And I try to be as... I'm not going to rip into a watch. If a watch is terrible, it's not going to appear on my channel. A lot of watches, a lot of straps, a lot of products have come in, and I said, nah, send them back. They look great on the website. And, you know, I'm not interested in promoting, advertising. I'm interested in, if something interests me, I'll get it on. If it doesn't meet my minimal criteria of, you know what, I would never buy this, it's not getting on the channel. And I know that sounds a bit harsh, but I don't have the time, the luxury to waste time with, you know, $10 AliExpress watches, even, you know, something that's not going to make it in my watch box at the end of the day. I would never spend money on it. Why would I want to review it?
Exactly. Yeah. To not judge. And, you know, some of those brands that send the products in the beginning, they send you their first product or second product. With time, they become very good. Like, for example, the first product of Henry Archer, honestly, it was good, but it was not great. The latest one, what a progression.
Yeah, it is. Interesting video that Henry Archer that I did because I couldn't personally find faults for the money. I can nitpick and say, okay, well, maybe the knurling on the crown could have been a little bit harsher, but, you know, I said that it's just enough for me anyway. My fingers was perfect grip, but it wasn't too smooth. Okay, so if I went through and nitpicked a bit more, you'd probably find something, but we're not spending a lot of money. Now, I've had about 7, maybe 8, maybe 9 viewers that have bought not one, but 2 of those watches.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a purple, I bought a green, I bought a blue. I said, guys, settle down, relax, you know? So, but it's good. You know what? If it's a good watch, it's a good watch. Simple as that.
I think it's the most talked about Nordic watch on Watch You Seek.
There you go. I didn't know.
Simply. The Aqua was the, like, I think 3-4 months in a row, that was the most talked about Nordic watch.
Wow.
Even though at the same time, many other Nordic watches were released, that was the talk of town.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Any final words before we wrap this up?
Mate, it's just great to see you again. That's all I can say. It's, you know, look, just enjoying the hobby, brother. Just stay healthy, you know. For me personally, it's I'm living the dream as far as, you know, I've got a, I try to express a few things in my videos. I've got a great family. My lifestyle is extremely simple. I'm a professional photographer. I love what I do. I do it well. I try my best to do it really well. But that's, you asked earlier about the YouTube channel, what's changed. Well, I've just, not that I've upped the quality, I've just spent a little bit more time trying to do a little bit, things a little bit nicer, more professional.
You've been humble now. You have really put work into
I spent more time, I can, you know, we can do a professional quality thing. I don't want to go down that road. I'd rather just do it good enough so that I'm content. And when my viewers are saying, "Pete, this is exceptional quality," well, then that's, I'm happy with that. I'm more than happy with that. So it showcases the watch. If you can see the details, if you can see it in different lighting scenarios, I'm more than happy. If I start to push it to a boundary of I'm not going to advertise these watches, bro. But I want to show that if I showcase them in a nice light, at least it shows what the watch really looks like, rather than just, you know, sitting down on the bench. So yeah.
You'll be back. We'll talk watches again. We're friends behind the scenes. Really happy for your success. And I don't expect anything else in the future. We'll talk again in a few weeks when you hit 100,000.
God bless you, Nico. Good to hear you.
You too, back. Man.
All right.
Until next time, for the listeners, if you have any questions, recommendations, if you just want to chat with me and Peter, I will put all the contacts in the podcast notes. And until next time, remember, what's beyond horology is time, people, and some friends. Goodbye.